Well, you heard some musical numbers from this show when we did our little theater preview a couple of weeks ago. Springfield Little Theater's season has opened. It opened last weekend and runs through October 9th. They're doing, not the whole season, but their season opening show. They're doing a four-week run to open the season of the timeless classic Broadway musical, Peter Pan. And here to talk about it are Hook and Shmee and... Or Schmo and...
Schmo and Schmery.
Yes.
Shmee, Schmo, and Schmery.
They're the ones. And the director. And Andy Willardson is directing the production. Jeff Jenkins is Shmee. And Hook is being played by Aaron Campbell. So, but the first thing we want to talk about, really, I think, is the young lady playing Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Erin Bohannon. You all have just been... had your socks knocked off by her during rehearsal, yeah. And she's just...
You blew me away. Like I was telling you, I've been doing this a long time here in Springfield and a lot of different places, and she's one of the most pure talents I've ever seen. Her voice is just the purity of the voice and just the control, and then she's a great actress, and she's a gymnast. So Andy uses that in the choreography, and she does a handstand and walks... and handstand and sings, and then Andy's just says, Jeff, can you just come up the stairs, please? just walk the stairs
without wheezing.
Yeah, yes. Sweating and wheezing.
We all have our strengths, though, right?
Mine is stair climbing.
Right. So she's almost like a Kathy Rigby sort of Peter Pan,
yeah.
in that tradition.
I was thrilled to pieces when a gymnast walked in to auditions or tumbled in.
Yeah,
she tumbled in. And sprung in.
And I tumbled in for totally different reasons.
but on top of that, I mean, you really do forget she's a young lady.
She's 17.
She's 17 years old, a 17-year-old young lady. But my wife is one of her ballet teachers as well, and she had her in class the other day, and she's telling me about this. She goes, Aaron, I mean this in the nicest way, but you are an adorable little boy.
Yes. Wow. I need to bring some pictures, but she looks just like me when I was 14.
That's what we were going for.
Because I wore a lot of leaves and camouflage and harnesses, harnesses.
Flying.
And did you have a cohort who was about 6 inches high and
yes.
had wings? And,
yes, yeah. yes, I did. Yes, I did. And thanks to therapy, he's no longer
right. So. And now your host, Walt Disney.
Right, exactly.
Well, we haven't even heard yet from Captain Hook. Aaron, what are your physical attributes are you bringing to the role of Captain Hook?
Besides being super handsome?
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you, Smear. Actually, it's been a really fun process because I go from Mr. Darling, I also play the father
right.
at the beginning,
sure.
to Captain Hook, and I have about a 15-minute transition where one person, Tommy, she's amazing, she does all my makeup and gets it all set together. And when you put on the curly Q mustache and you get the boots on, you just take on this different persona. And he's a lot of fun. He's a buffoon. The whole bunch of pirates.
Yeah.
And Shmee just makes it that much better because everything the captain does, Shmee takes it to a whole another level. And it's just, you literally never know what he's going to bring every night. And that's what I love about this show.
Yeah. Andy just cringes over there.
I've learned to embrace it with these two. I mean, it's right. You know, and Shmee and Hook, really, you cast them as a package. They come together. And so I was just delighted when we got these two together.
Shmee is a bit obsessive compulsive about his following of Captain Hook's.
Yes. Yes, very much so. Yes.
That's one way to put it, for sure.
Yeah, nice way to put it.
The way the show is written, does it allow for a lot of improv from these guys?
No comment.
For me, every show's written with improv.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course.
No, it is. And there's pots to fill with my manure. There's different spots in the show where I don't know, I've come up with my own phrase where I like to call it painting with texture to fill in those little it adds a little bit more difference to it, and it fills it in a little bit where it's a moment where we're discovering a new thing, and there's a silent little place there where there could be some things. And then Andy's been really great about letting me kind of do my thing and tetherball it where it goes out and it comes back again.
And the original script, what is it, from the 1960s?
1954.
This one? 1954. So we
It's been updated a little bit.
We have to skip, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's songs that we just have to bypass because the show is about 3 hours and 15 minutes as written with two intermissions. So we have to put, you know, intermission right.
Yeah, and I would say it's a solid, nice 2 hours, right?
It's good.
It's quick.
Yeah.
It's good.
Even with these two out there, I thought, surely they'll get us back up to
it's early. It's only the second weekend, and I was a little tired last night.
Yeah. So,
no, but that's what's great. It's this whole cast from top to bottom is just phenomenal. And, you know, the great Mick Dennison always said, and it's his birthday today.
Wow.
And he always said casting and directing is 80% of your job is casting. And if you get the right cast, you're done. And Andy has done a phenomenal job of casting. And it's neat to work with him because I've known him since you
years.
Were in high school,
yeah,
probably.
Years.
And it's cool to see him in this area. And he's really to see him grow and his vision for the show is really fulfilled. And it's been a nice process. So, yeah.
Well, before we went on the air, you guys were talking not only about your Peter Pan, but about the whole what a great cast you've got.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the Darling kids are phenomenal.
Oh gosh.
They're fun to play, and the Lost Boys are just these silly little boys that
are wild.
they're all ages too.
Yeah.
You know, you have little kids. All
yeah,
the way
our our youngest Lost Boy is she's this 8-year-old little girl, and then our oldest is 22 years old. So we but they all look like this tribe that belongs together.
Right, yeah, it's very bizarre. It really is. And then the Indians are wonderful.
Oh my
and
gosh,
they're, just
they're
beautiful
fierce,
and they're
beautiful
lyric
women.
And they're. There's all these great things, and it's just a nice – it's really cool how when we had our first rehearsal, Andy set the vision for how we're all going to look and the different moods, and it really is cool to see how that's really fulfilled. And, you know, and the set – and Chuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Chuck Rogers.
Can they
amazing.
Be any more better technical people than Chuck and Jamie? You know, it
– And Chris's costumes.
Oh, Chris's costumes
it's like,
are great.
I mean, it's the full package. It looks like they all just sprung up out of the ground.
Oh, it does.
From the same – Yeah, thing.
Yeah, so incredible. It's really nice, and I just try to stay
And you
out
got with. Susan's music direction.
Oh, Susan. Oh. Yeah.
Hello.
We're just gushing over everybody here.
It's definitely a team effort. This show requires everyone. I mean, without one piece, the whole thing would fall apart. So,
and I think I speak to that as well. I mean, you know, I was fortunate to get the cast I wanted and stuff like that. But there are about 30 people on the crew that you don't see every night, like 30 of them.
Wow.
And I walked backstage one night during intermission because I left something back there. And then I just turned around and left because they had this whole dance going on themselves of getting things ready.
Yep.
I was like, I'm just going to head on out.
Normally, you know, as you spend so much time together, you spend, you know, 6 to 8 weeks together, and then you want to talk to them and hang out, and there's hijinks and
they have to be all business.
Right. Yes.
And of course, I'm not sure there's room backstage for 30 people,
not
for 30 crew people. Yeah.
And that set is gorgeous. It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. There's not much room, but they make it work every night.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, you know, I'm 44 and I get excited every night when Tinkerbell, you know, comes back. I mean, I'm just like, yeah!
Like clapping.
Cheering. And then, you know, we never see Peter fly, and she comes through those windows. I mean, it's just...
It's breathtaking.
It really is. You know, and I'm a hardened old grizzled veteran.
Sure.
So it's
you're no more grizzled than I am. But
no, you're not grizzled. I would never describe you as
grizzled. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Wizened is how I would
wizened,
describe
yes.
you.
Wizened, yes. Wizened. Peter Pan, the first weekend has already taken place, but they're doing three more weekends of performances, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, all at 7:30. Sundays at 2 p.m. the entire run, and there are also two matinees on Saturdays as well at 2 p.m. One is tomorrow, and the other one is on October the 8th. That was what I had. Is that correct?
That's absolutely
that's
correct.
Just kidding.
And that is a new matinee time for us. We've traditionally been 2:30 p.m.
Yeah. So the
2 o'clock.
So the 2
o'clock. Thank you for getting that out there. We appreciate
it. I just learned that.
I didn't even know we had a show tomorrow.
With Hook going, where's Smee?
It's awfully quiet here today.
I don't fit in any of those costumes.
But that is Springfield Little Theater's season opener through October 9th. The musical Peter Pan, Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. You can visit springfieldlittletheater.org or call the Landers box office for both season and individual tickets. Season tickets obviously still available since this is the first show of the season. 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. How have ticket sales been so far?
It's going well, so don't wait too long to get your seats.
Yeah, Springfield typically buys late.
Yeah, they do.
They really really, but I wouldn't on this
don't,
one.
Don't
I mean, it's we've been even last night for a Thursday was really
pretty
nice.
Good.
So tickets will probably be at a premium for this show, especially as word gets out. Of course, you've already gotten a good newspaper review
and
from
I've
Larry.
Got a blog, and I'll probably be selling out in front of the TV.
I'm not doing this. We have a new online ticketing system, which is really convenient as well. So you can do that as well if that's
or
easier
just
for people.
Find me in a kiosk.
Or find Jeff.
Jeff is selling tickets out of the trunk of his car.
And it'll be this is me Disney. I had a joke, but it's not funny.
Okay, we'll just forget. Forget that for now. Little Theater's opening production of Peter Pan running through October the 9th. So, I have plenty of time. Well, yeah, but because tickets are going fast, you better get in there and either order them online or from the Landers box office phone number, 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. All right. Thanks to director Andy Willardson and Smee, Jeff Jenkins, and Captain Hook, Aaron Campbell. Appreciate
you guys
coming in.
Good to see you again, man.
Thank you. Good to see you.